Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
But that is the character. You know, she can go from opening up her heart to him and being very vulnerable to screaming about how, you know, how much more authentic she is than him. You know, that is how Marie functioned.
I killed Henry. He was a neighbor. He was a classmate of mine.
The atmosphere in the room just shifted from this convivial, you know, post-dinner contentment to abject horror.
Calvin Harris, he's going to be able to fight for the number one left wing spot, or I think it's left wing spot he's going toward day one. I mean, worst comes to worst, he should be in the 18 every week, able to prove himself. I just don't think that there's a ton of talent ahead of him that's going to keep him out of that spot. He's young, he's hungry.
Get set for samples today from three podcasts you might find interesting: The Treatment, The Apology Line, and Cincinnati Soccer Talk. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us an Apple Podcast. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. A treatment, in Hollywood terms, is a concise summary of a screenplay. But on The Treatment, a KCRW podcast, film critic Elvis Mitchell turns the tables and gives you the treatment to some of the most influential and innovative people creating movies, popular art, and entertainment. Each week, Elvis speaks with an amazing array of guests, discussing everything from their inner conflicts to their interior design. With a straightforward style, Elvis is able to extract insights, issues, and inspirations from even the most introverted guests. Conversations on The Treatment are mostly comfortable, sometimes contentious, and always fascinating. Here's a treatment version of a recent episode of The Treatment featuring stars of the new film Malcolm and Marie, actor Zendaya, and writer-director Sam Levinson. They join the show for an honest discussion on the ups and downs of making the film while dissecting the complex power dynamics of the story's central relationship.
Me and Sam, it's interesting because every time we get to talk to different people who've seen the movie, we kind of learn more about it in a strange, you know, because, you know, we were actually talking about this yesterday. I think this movie was kind of made with just really, you know, the sheer pursuit of wanting to try things and wanting to see what we can do and how creative we can be. And that's really all it kind of is. And so when you live inside of it, sometimes it's different, you know, and it's been interesting to kind of see different people's takeaways and what they notice within the material that I think sometimes we didn't even maybe weren't as aware of or had our own different opinion of what that might have looked like. So it is fascinating to think about. I guess that's why I'm a little bit trying to figure out how to answer that question, because it's a new kind of thought or idea. I mean, I always thought that, you know, Marie coming into that house, I always felt that she knew exactly how she wanted the night to play out. And I think, you know, Sam and I had kind of talked in the beginning about the character and about how we saw her. And I think one of the things that was interesting was we always talked about her being a little bit unpredictable. You never really know what she's thinking. And that helps, I think, the overall suspense and tension that kind of helped us sustain however long of just two people talking, you know, in a house, because you never really know what Marie is going to do and what she's going to say. And I think there's something about that is interesting. And you can't, like Sam's saying, you can't always read her. And I think in the beginning, my thought always about Marie was she knew that she was going to start an argument. She didn't know how long it was going to go, what it was going to turn into, but something was going to be said that night. And I think even when she comes in and she has like this attitude about her, you know, she's just waiting for him to notice that something's wrong. And even when she says, you know, I don't want to fight, I don't want to talk about it, you know, bullshit. Yeah, she does. She does. Yeah. You know, there's quite a big part of her that's like, I just please ask me what's wrong. because I'm ready to tell you, you know? And you, like, again, you know, there's a lot of moments where you're like, oh, they're good. And then, you know, you come back and she's decided she's not okay with something again, you know? And I, and that to me, I think is the fascinating part about Marie. Cause I guess I'm a bit different from her in that regard. You know, I found it difficult to transition from, okay, well now she's sad and now she's angry so quickly. And I know there's this one part where she goes from literally crying to screaming at him. And I always was like, how is that going to read, you know? But that is the character, you know, she can go from opening up her heart to him and being very vulnerable to screaming about how, you know, how much more authentic she is than him. You know, that is how Marie functions, which is, you know, it's different than I function. She's doing her own thing, really. I don't know. I had to kind of go for the ride a bit with her.
A sample of the treatment on Start Here from KCRW. Put your finger on the pop culture pulse with The Treatment. Available now on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection. Just go to WVXU.org and look for the podcast menu item. Well, if you could call a number and say you're sorry and no one would know, what would you apologize for? For 15 years, you could call a number, post it on walls and billboards all over Manhattan, and do just that. From Wondery comes The Apology Line, a tale of empathy, deception, and obsession. Hear the unbelievable story of a man known only as Mr. Apology, whose toll-free, confessional-style apology hotline became a dangerous pressure cooker of crime, death threats, and too many less-than-stable callers. You'll hear the 6-part Apology Line series from the perspective of the only other person that experienced these events firsthand, Mr. Apology's wife. Check out this snippet from the first episode of The Apology Line titled, Who's Sorry Now? The episode explores the origins of the project initially known as Apology, the brainchild of Mr. Apology, Alan Bridges.
Around the dinner table, no one moved.
Everything became quiet except the tapes.
The calls kept coming and became more disturbing.
Well, I guess, you know, to the 15 or 20 people that I've stolen money from and mugged and robbed and frightened, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't have to say it 15 times, do I?
This last caller wasn't like the others. Around the table, the mood suddenly changed.
Let's see, there's Henry. I killed Henry. He was a neighbor. He was a classmate of mine.
The atmosphere in the room just shifted from this convivial, you know, post-dinner contentment to abject horror as this almost this incubus sort of entered the room through the speaker and was actually in the room with us.
This is a fantastic service that you're doing.
It was a very tortured yet dangerous sounding person.
The world would be full of people like me if we just knew that all we had to do was just say I'm sorry and everything is all right.
Hearing that voice and watching that light just blinking red, and kind of wanting it to stop.
Alan got up and turned the lights back on. He looked around, waiting for a response.
I just remember us all looking over our empty wine glasses at each other with our jaws hanging open. No one could say a thing. I think we all just silently put on our coats and we just sort of filed out quietly and said, thank you very much.
Doug and Carrie were quiet on the walk to the subway.
Once we were on the train, I just remember looking at all these faces and wondering, is that sicko who was just, you know, just confessing everything to us?
You know, it wasn't something you listen to and then just move on.
Not for Carrie and Doug, not for Alan, and not for me.
A sample of The Apology Line from Wondery. Find out what happens when anonymity gets weaponized on The Apology Line. Available now on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection at wvxu.org/starthere. Summer will be here before you know it. No, really. Anyway, that means soccer will be back in the Queen City. And whether you're an avid club supporter or a casual fan looking for some Cincy-centric water-cool conversation, check out Cincinnati Soccer Talk, the first FC Cincinnati podcast produced by fans for fans. Featuring off-season trading block news, player interviews, and conversations with personalities from around the MLS, Cincinnati Soccer Talk is your home for all things soccer in the Queen City. We'll kick you off with a little sample clip from a recent episode of Cincy Soccer Talk. The guys talked about the recent MLS Super Draft, as well as many trade rumors that go along with being in the off season.
Pretty optimistic. Guys, we do have a listener question, if I can get to it here, from Brad Miller. And each of you guys can go through this. How many of our draft picks do you think will stick with the first team? Do you think any will get any meaningful minutes in 2021? I'll go to Brad first.
Yeah, I think it's going to be two. I think it's going to be Flanagan. I think it's going to be Calvin Harris. Calvin Harris, he's going to be able to fight for the number one left wing spot, or I think it's left wing spot he's going toward day one. I mean, worst comes to worst, he should be in the 18 every week, able to prove himself. I just don't think that there's a ton of talent ahead of him that's going to keep him out of that spot. He's young, he's hungry, interested to see that one. And again, with Flanagan, I think FC Cincinnati has no choice. Right now, it's him and Matt Arida as their left backs. I don't see us playing Zico Bailey over there. It's not his natural position. Maybe Saad Abdul-Salam if in a pinch, but they're just not like players. So I think you would have to change your whole formation, your whole system, if you go with, you know, some of those guys. So, and then, and that's not even taking into account that we have no idea who's our starting right back. So it could have been the two guys that I just mentioned. Hopefully not, but sorry for taking all the talking points.
I'm not counting on anything. I don't expect any meaningful contribution from any of these guys. And that's just keeping my expectations low, because the MLS Super Draft, particularly this season, is pretty much a kind of a crapshoot. You know, we're hoping for the best. Calvin Harris is a very high ceiling, we keep saying. I'm really excited. I want him to turn out. It isn't anything like that. It's just, you know, he didn't play much last season. None of them really did. There's not a lot of college tape on these kids at the moment. If it works out, great. But I don't have any eye for meaningful contribution from any of these four in 2021.
In our local podcast spotlight, Cincinnati Soccer Talk, your one-stop shop for FC Cincy news, scores, and more. Check it out now on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection. It's chart time, our weekly look at the Apple Podcast charts to see what podcasts are new or up and coming around the nation via iTunescharts.net. Well, continuing what appears to be a long-running number one series, the Dateline NBC podcast about the disappearance of two kids in Idaho a little over a year ago, Mommy Doomsday, continues to dominate the charts. But Bubbling Up is a podcast released last week that debuted at number 13 and is already top five. It's Macro Dosing with Arian Foster and PFT Cometer. The podcast explores conspiracies, conundrums, and the dark corners of the deep web. And its first episode features one of the most bizarre dark webbies, Alex Jones. That's Macro Dosing, top five on the Apple Podcast charts. To learn more about these podcasts and the others we featured today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter from the bottom of the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at wvxu.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.